Parshas Acharei Mois Kedoshim. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yom Kippur and Siman Tov Reish Chaf Aleph brings from a Zoyar. Kol Nisha Mitztayer Al Misas Bnei Aaron Oy Moirid Dmois Alein Moichlen Loy Avay Noisov Uvonav Ein Beisim Bechayim. That is a bazooka in if a person is mitzvah on Mises Bnei Aaron. Is a shayla, does the Zohar mean on Yom Kippur you're supposed to have this machshavas tzar? Or maybe by Parshas Acharei Mois? Or on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the yard site? What's the nekuda of this inyan? Sorry, the Maisa the Mogen Avraham is bringing it in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Interessant. There's a chazal. Psikta medrash lo manismacha misas bnei aron leparshas yom kippurim, right? Acharei mois shnei bnei aron, and now is the parsha of Yom Kippur. Lelamedcha she misas tzadikim is mechaper as ebi Yom Kippur is mechaper. So there's a Gemara the Gevart from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. There's a medrash that says, looks like it's a Gemara there. B'shas ptira of Rabbeinu Hakadosh. A petka came from Shemayim and said, whoever was by Shkafta, the Rebbe, Mezumen L'chai Olam Abba. Whoever was by Rebbeinu HaKadosh's Levaya, whoever was Zoycha to be by Shkafta, the Bei Rebbe, is going to go to Olam Haba. So, Zot Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, why dafka by Rebbe was it Mezumen this Maya that if you buy his Levaya, and not by other Tanoim and Amiroim? So he says, because we know there's a machloikas in the Sugi and Yuma. Rebbe, he holds, his sheet is, Itzumoy Shal Yoy Mechaper. The Yom Kippur is Mechaper even without Shuvah. Itzumay shel yoy mechaper. The Rabbanon Achaylech. That only with tshuva, with Sar Lazozel, other refining of a Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, his sheet was, Itzumay shel yoy mechaper, even without tshuva. Now, Shtel Tzichvor, it says here that Misa Sadikim is mechaper as Oyvi Yom Kippur. Now, if Yom Kippur is mechaper only with tshuva, so Misa Sadikim also is only mechaper, but Tzirif Tzidu Tshuva. Of a Rebbe Lashitosoy. Rebbe who holds that Yom Kippur Itzumay shel yoy is mechaper, so by his Levaya, Dafka by his Levaya Lashitosoy. Nofal pitko, call me shehoi v'ba'ashkaf to the rabbi, with tshuva, without tshuva, v'achnish tois, is mezuman l'chai olam haba, because l'shitosoi, it's chal the kapora. Now there was a tzivi over here of al yovei b'chol eisel ha-koydesh. Koydesh kadoshin is not stam that you're allowed to walk in, only on Yom Kippur, only the Kohen Gadol. So they say over from Rabbi Saul Salanter, the Kodesh Kadoshim is the holiest place. Mitzad Kedusha Smokim, it's the most Kodesh. And the Kohen Gadol, mitzad the person, most Kodesh. And only on Yom Kippur, mitzad Zman, is the most Kodesh. And only then is there an Indian Kohen Gadol, Nichnas, the Kodesh Kadoshim, Yom Kippurim. But the Pasuk says, Yakorahim Pininim, Chazal Darshan, the Torah, is more Yakor than Pininim, more Yakor than Kohen Gadol, Shen Nichnas, Lefnai, Vilefnim. So of a certain bechina, you have to understand in these musagim, but of a certain bechina, when a yid, ben Torah, sits by a shtender in a corner somewhere, in a vinkel, and he's learning pshat in a toisvis, that's yikarahim epninim, yikarahim yikoyin godol, shenichmas lefnai v'lefnim. Lam is boinim, it's a moir in the gazach. Now the tzivri was, bezoif yovei aler in ala koydesh, really al yovei b'choleish, you can't stam as they go into the koydesh kadoshim, but Bezois, Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh. Bezois is Gematria 410, the Remez, that the first place of English was talk of 410 years. Bezois, Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh. But it's Yadua, B'Shem the Goin, and the Makoros from a Medrash, that beside that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim and do the Seder Avoidas Pnim, of the Dam, of the, and the Ketoyrish of the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Emes is Lav Dafka on Yom Kippur. But Aaron HaKohen was Bezois Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh. Whenever Aaron would choose to do the Seder Avoid, he'd be able to go. If he goes in Bezois with Ketoris and Dam and all the process, Bezois Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh. He's allowed to go. The pastis, if Aaron HaKohen would choose to do this, it's a Shaila in the Meforshi HaMedrash. If it's a din only an Aaron HaKohen or any Kohen Gadol, the Meshech Chochma learns Pshat in this Medrash that it's only Aaron. But he says the reason is because in the Arboim Shon in the Midbar, it was always a Nani HaKavoy. So that Indian of the Darug of Shechina that's there on Yom Kippur in the Midbar, the Arboim Shon in the Midbar, it was always in that Bechina. That's why you're allowed to. Others say it's a din in any Kohen Gadol, or it's a din only in Aaron, without the Meshech Chochmah says, but it's a din in Aaron HaKohen. But HaKohen Zoyz, he's allowed to go in. The pastas, if he would choose on the Stam in the winter here to do a Zah Seder Avoida, Mistam, he wouldn't bring the Karbonis of Parshas Pinchas. That's about the Shayach. The Karbonis that I mentioned in Parshas Pinchas is the Seder HaKarbonis which is shayich to the moyadim, that wouldn't be shayichus. But the korbanos that would be negeya in the seder avoid the parshas achrei mois, that he would do. So there's a stickle Torah from the Stikler in Birchas Peretz. He says it over here. Moir de Gazaf. He says demes hazoy. There's a gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel that if the Kohen Gadol would bring in the Ketoris and he was chisar echas mikol samim aneha, if he would be marked to the Ketoris missing one of the ingredients, yichayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So frek the gemara, why do you have to tell me that yichayiv misa b'dei shemayim because you were marker of the Ketoris mechusar samim aneha? Mechayir, if you were marker of the Ketoris mechusar samim aneha, that means you did a bia rekonis. You went into the Beis HaMikdash without a reason. You didn't do the Ketoris the right way. Yichayiv misa b'dei shemayim for the bia rekonis itself. What do you have to tell me? Yichayiv misa for being machasher samim aneha. You're anyways chayiv for going in bia rekonis. So the Gemara has a few terutzim. Either he brought in two sets of Ketoris, one a good set and one a missing piece set. So it's not a bia rekonis because he did bring in a good set, or he was a shayig on the bia rekonis and amazed on the chisa samim aneha. Frek the shagisarian. But there's a third reason why a guy is going into the Beis HaMikdash with Ketoris, Mechusar Samim Aneha, he lights a fire. He's doing Malach on Yom Kippur. He should be Chayiv Koris because he's doing Malach on Yom Kippur. What's the Gemara being Mefalpel? Is it because of Mechusar Samim Aneha or because of Bia Rekonis? He's making a fire. So the Shagasari starts telling, maybe in Yom Kippur there's Mitoich, like a Nyontif, he starts telling, ain't it? Zok the Stipe, no. Who says we're talking about Yom Kippur? We're talking about Afadinstik. It's the middle of the week. It's a vachadik day. There is an issue of bi'er ekonis and chisa samim aneha, but as avoid as malach of Yom Kippur, he says, as this inyan of v'zoisi of Aaron, it could be talking bechlal about azasar day. On the Sar Lazozel, there's a lot of soidos and inyanim, but it's interesting that Ibn Ezra over here writes that if you want to know the soid of the Azazel, if you know the soy, it's you look at la'achar shmoy. And the first I'm explaining, because if you take the letters of Azazel, the letters right before Azazel is ayin, is a samach, zayin is a vav, it spells sukkos. Which that we know that after Yom Kippur, when you mafrid, asar l'Hashem and asar l'Azazel, and you have your priorities straightened out, so then, vayakov nosa sukkosa. Zokt Ibn Ezra, the soy of that is in the letters before. Now he says, The Yoyscha ben Shloishim v'Sholish Tei. The any when you're 33 years old, then you'll understand it. Harbei Neschaptu on this Ibn Ezra. What does exactly he mean? What does exactly he means? Do you have to be 33? Ayin Shom. Shusantim Aysa. Now there's an avoid of the Ketoris, the chelik of the pras that the Kohen Gadol would go and he would bring the Ketoris, and we know that the Kohen Gadol, they would tzedukim. There were tzedukim that held that there's a different mahalach how to bring it in. So mashbiyin as a kohen gadol that he shouldn't do with kemaisa tzedukim. That it should be venosan as a teres ala eish lefnei Hashem. That tzedukim as a eish you do inside the kodesh kadosh, not before. And they made the tzedukim swear. So there's a shayla, the chesam sefer, as other achrayim. The tzedukim only believes in Torah Sheva Ksav. And he really thinks that this is the way he's supposed to do it. Now, if he makes a shavua that he's going to do it the richtige way, it's a shavua l'batel as a mitzvah. L'shitosoy, the shavua is not chal, because you're making him swear to do it the wrong way, in his opinion. And if a person's nishba l'batel as a mitzvah, the shavua is not chal. So the Chassam Sefer says, yeah, but this din that a nishba l'batel as a mitzvah is also not a mefurash pasuk. It's a drushas chazal. But he doesn't hold a drushas chazal, he only goes in pshutish al mikra. In pshutish al mikra, there's no deed for that. So he's okay. Now the pasuk says, "V'chol adam layyeh ba'oil moyed." V'chol adam layyeh ba'oil moyed bevoy lechaper v'koyed shat seisi. No one is allowed to be there. There's a Yerushalmi. Tosis in Yuma brings this Yerushalmi. It's also a Medrash Rabbah. It's also a Yerushalmi. Tosis brings it in Yuma. V'chol adam lo yiyeh boil moyed. Afilu oisem shenemer aleim udmus pneyem pnei ha'adam. Even a malach was not allowed to be there. Even these sort briefs that are dmus pneyem ki pnei ha'adam, malachim, are also a gewissa b'chin of adam. Ad kadekach, the Yerushalmi asks, Moir de Gezach, so how could the Kohen Gadol go? And Avada, the Kohen Gadol goes in because that's the tzivah.
the Yerushalmi means to ask, but he's telling me b'chol adam, and you're being very strict about that. And the Yerushalmi says, not a very clear nusach about what the kohen gadol, kohen gufay eish. I am shown that kohen gadol is oich nishken adam nishken malach. It's an ayah there. He's allowed to go in. And we know it says in the Gemara Numa, it's also the Yerushalmi there, that Shimon HaTzadik, all 40 years that he was Meshamish Pekuna Gedoyla, he saw a certain Dmus with Zokin Echad that was dressed in Lovon, and he was Malav him in and Malav him out. And the last year, that the year that he was Taka Nifter, he understood that he was going to be Nifter because the Levush was, the Dmus was Lovash Choyrim, the Levi to the Lo Yotze Yifter. So Tosis asks, how could that Dmus be there? V'choladim lo yeh, afilu malach. And again, the Yerushalmi says an interesting tariff that he didn't actually see a malach, he saw a gevissa bechina of the Shechina. I don't know what that means. But it's interesting, the Sfasemis wants to say that maybe it says, v'chol adam alayyeh v'oyal moyeh b'voyeh l'chaper. The Kohen Gadol went in a few times. He went in for the Ketoris, he went in for the Dama Par, for the Dama Sawyer, and then he went in the Hitzos Kafu Machta. The Hitzos Kafu Machta, that time that he's going in, take out the Kafu Machta, that is not b'voyeh l'chaper. It's a chelik of the Avoida. There are those even that say that it was Sefer Torah also, there was Kriyas Torah. There are those that say that when he went in to bring the Ketoris, he actually went out with the Sefer Torah, and that was Hitzos. And when he brought the Sefer Torah back, he went in with the Sefer Torah back and took the Kafu Machta out. But b'chol even that chelik is not Seder Hav Kapora. Maybe then there's no din of b'chol Adam Layir. Maybe then is when the Dmus came to Shimon HaTzadik at the end, when he did it, when he was finishing the Avoida. So it's not b'voyeh l'chaper. There's another Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says, Ma'isa b'tzeduki echad, that he decided to do it the tzeduki way, hiskin mi b'chutz v'hichnis, and he was all sameach simcha gedoyla, and he said, because he finally had the opportunity to do it the tzeduki way, and then came a malach, and was makah him, and he was nenash. The Gemara says there, Sheyotzu toilam mechoitmoy. He was nenash after he got killed when he came out. And there's a nidin, did the malach come in to kill him or only after he got out? Some Mishnayim say, because la'yir, chaladim la'yir. And toilam yotzu mechoitmoy. So the Marsha says he was nenadapka mechoitmoy from his nose because his nose was meiriach from the reach haktoris. But Rashi says, no, the reason he was nenash, and the Gemara's madbish, yotzu toilam mechoitmoy, because that's adoshi. The Marsha says because he was meiriach the haktoris. Rashi says this because when you go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, the first thing that goes in is your nose, right? You say to someone, don't stick your nose into my business. Because Pasha, the nose, in most people, the nose is the outermost aver. But it's a fascinating zach. Rashi, when he says this vort, he brings a raya. Because there's a sugi in Shavuos that if a person goes with Beis HaMenuga and he's coming out backwards, the Mishnah says that the last aver that comes out is the nose. So the nose is first. Rashi brought a raya from the Mishnah. So I want to tell too, it's Yedua, there's a famous, the Gemara in Gittin, and Avov. I don't got an Avov. V'habovel litzfoito shel Eretz Yisrael, shenema! And it brings a pasuk. So they asked the Brisker Rav, V'habovel is litzfoito shel Eretz Yisrael, look on the map. No. V'shtei in pasuk. The nose is the outermost aver, yeah? Rashi could say, because we know, it's like Rashi knows, because there's a new price in the Sech HaShvu, it's v'shtei. Everything, v'shtei, nitztam, you're not mamsi anything. Mechichet from the Mitzis. The Hemsev after the Avodas and Kippur, there's a Seder, a Parsha over here, there's Shchutei Chutz. We know there's a Lav, Achiv Koris, to be Shoichet Kachim B'chutz. And there's a fascinating Chinuch. In the Sefer, a Chinuch writes, why is it such a chomer de ka'oinish, shchutei chutz, that yichayiv kors? So he says, be'etzem it's ritzicha. Where did the Gazak? He says it's ritzicha. When you kill a person, yichayiv misa. So a behemah is not as chomer as a person. So by behemah, you only chayiv kors. Machmas mailas ha'odam, umas ha'behemah, it's only kors. But it's a bechin of ritzicha, which is fascinating, because avadik yistamazo, you shoot a behemah in the head, yistamazo, yaharget a behemah. You're not chayiv, koros. Avad is bazunder over here on shchutei chutz. Over state in the chinuch that it's hadgosh of koros. But I have a pella because besides shchut echutz, there's also halal b'chutz. It's a different parasha. Shaychet v'mala. There's halal b'chutz. If the behemoth was shechted, kedas v'kedin in the azar. And then you take from a koyin, alf was done good, and you took it out, and then you did the halal seivorim, and you were malit b'aktorah mibachutz. That's also chayav kodesh. That's not hutzicha. I mean, you're going to tell me a kvetch. It comes out now that the shchita, the chaval that they shechted the behemoth. But you didn't do it. A different koyin went and did the avoid the shchita b'fnim. And then you went out and did halal. And I'll tell you why you chayav kodesh. Vaistois and shoychet v'mala, shepherding the kodesh is a chomer to kodesh. But if by halal b'chutz I see already that the nekud of the chorus is epis the shepherd mit kodesh, what's the hechrich that shchut echutz is a me'en ritzicha? But it's a chiddush of the chinuch. And then there are other eyes that is also from other rishonim. The Gemara has a havmin and kedushin daf mem gimel that maybe on shchut echutz yichayv even ba'oynis. There's a drasha who v'loy oynis. The Rashi over there says, why would I think yichayv even ba'oynis? He says because yar v'al yaper is one of the gimel aveiros. Shchut echutz also being me'en ritzicha, I would think yichayv even ba'oynis. They have to be moiser nefesh because it's me'en ritzicha. Afterwards, you have the parsha of Arias, which on Yom Kippur we talk a lane. Tchilas the parsha of the Avodas Yom Kippur, and then we also lane the parsha of Arias, the Kriya on Yom Kippur. Ish el kol sher besori le sikrevu le galis erva. The Meshech Chokma brings an interesting maisa. He brings that Rabbi Yonis and Ayushitz writes that Hakadosh Baruch Hu even in the Teva made a shmira of ish el kol sher besori. Yeah, he asked Rabbi Yonis and Ayushitz, why is it that men have sar on the ponim, have beards, and women don't? Why is that the teva that on zohar there's sar on the ponim and the ishanat? He said it's so the it's a shmira, it's a chelag of the Indian of shmira that there shouldn't be being ma'arav zohar and the keva. So the Meshech Chochma says he brings a medrash. The medrash says, Abu the Rebbe, he asked the Yidden, why are you magalech sar roishcha? Except for leaving the payas, the corners, but the rest of the head we grow. We don't grow long, except for a nazir, yeah? We don't grow long the sirus. And on the, you are megal of the skonim. And the Medrash answers because the sar on the zokin is mitoch pikchus. The sar of the roish is shoite, is not pikchus. That's the Gemara, that the person's mesalsel basara, he's pachas alav yitzroi, that's for a bad thing. Or basara zokin is pikchus. Meshech Chochma matches up, it's pikchus because that's what it's there for. Mitchila, it was there for the to make a shmira between the taroivus of Arayis. That in the Teva was already given that mitzis. And Parshas Kedoshim also, Mecha'arayim Chapin. V'lifnei Iver loisitei Michshol. Ki yedua that in the mitzvah of l'fnei Iver loisitei Michshol, there are really three aspects. There's a pashat, the literal pshutei shel mikro, that if you see a blind person and you put a stumbling block, and it's a shy with the Rishonim. Are you over only if he taka trips and falls and hurts himself? Or even if he didn't end up falling, but the mice, you put the mikshah. It's a shy with. But I'll go upon him, that's zikr, one oifen of leist of the iver, pshutei shel mikra. There's also a second oifen of to give an eitzah ra to somebody, to give someone bad advice, on any topic, on any Indian, to give a person bad advice, that's over a lav of leist of the iver, leist of the mikshah. But it's also, there are many Gemaras where if you're mashal a person in an Aveira, you're moishet kasiayin l'nozir, you're moishet evim and achai to someone, you help someone be over an Aveira, only in an Aveira that he wouldn't have been able to do it without you. The Gemara says if it's trey iver denara, the opportunity to do the Aveira was on the other side of the river, you were misayeh him in an Aveira, he wouldn't have been able to do it himself. So there's an Aveira of lifnei iver l'sitin michshol. Now there's a steer in the chinuch. The chinuch writes on the mitzvah of lifnei iver, mitzvah reish lamed beis, he writes that the iser of lifnei iver is only to a yid. Shaloi, he's madgish lehebi that it's only to a yid. Problem is, it's a mefurashi gemara. Hamoishit yayin lenozir oy eiver menachai leben noyach oyver belifnei iver. Eiver benachai is one of the sheva mitzvahs bnei noyach, and to be machshel a goy of ben noyach in eiver menachai is also your eiver lifnei iver. Mefurash that is lifnei iver also on goy. So it's mekubal nachrayim. There's a lot of achrayim that say this Torah. Rabbi Chanan talks about it on Eret. Other achrayim, Chaimoizer and Achiezer, that the lifnei ivers are upketel. The lifnei iver of bad advice or a literal stumbling block, that's only by yid. Kacha. The other inyan of lifnei iver of helping someone do an aveira, it's not a bein odam lechaveiro. It's a bein odam lemokon. It's your being mesayeya that aveira should be done in the world. More than that, there are those that say that if you mesayeya someone for a certain aveira, what you're being over is, since everyone's a raven, you're shtelling, actually not, even by a goyah. But the pshat is because you're creating opportunity for aveira in the veld. It's not a pigia. It's not a ben adam lachaveira dik in a kuda that you did an avla to the person. That is not only to a yid. That chiddik. The literal lifneiver. Oh, but the lifneiver from machshel bechet, it's shaykh to that chet. So my shver zechet tzadik lebrach rabban yafin and hagoyis. In the Ritva on Yevamis, Daf Peidal, he says, there's a shayla, you don't get Malkus for Lifnei Iver. So a lot of the Rishonim say you don't get Malkus because it's a lav she'ein by Maisa, which is questionable. If it's possible, Ayidei Maisa, it depends what you did. But the Ritva on Yevamis writes, you don't get Malkus on Lifnei Iver because it's a lav she'beklolos. Because it's a lav she'beklolos. What does he mean that it's a lav she'beklolos? It's one lav, Lifnei Iver. So the Velt Nemzon, it's a lav she'beklolos because it includes the three Eifanim you saw. Sai literally putting a stumbling block, Sai giving bad advice, and Sai being machshel b'chet. Especially if machshel b'chet is a different beginner, that makes it even more geschmack, that it's a different oifen. But my shver want to say a different mahal. It's lav shebachlovas, because lifnei iver, if you help someone being mesayayim to do chilul Shabbos, it's a chilul Shabbos dik aveira. And if you mesayayim and avoid the zorah, it's avoid the zorah dik. He had a rider that it's even going to have the din of his rider, avoid the zorah. If you mesayayim and avoid menachai, it's avoid menachai dik. So it's lav shebechlolos. It has all 600. It has all tariyag mitzvahs. Lifnei iver, from up and zich, all of the different lavim. It's lav shebechlolos on all of them. There's an interesting gemara on lifnei iver. There's a gemara in kedushin. Rav Huna karashirai ba'anpe rabba brei. Rav Huna ripped up a piece of clothes, expensive clothes, in front of his son Rabba. Omar, he said to himself, ezel echze irosach ilay rosach. I'm gonna see if he becomes angry. Frek the gemara. Maybe he's gonna become angry and you be oivel lifnei iver. Meaning what? You're going to be machshel him in kibbut av, right? It's his father, right? Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rav Huna ripped up an expensive pair of clothes in front of Rabba to test him if he's going to become angry. In fact, Gemara, you're taking a risk. Maybe he'll become angry and he'll be able to say either. So the Gemara, Rabba was meichel on his covet. So Zakar Bishoslanti was meichel on his covet, and therefore there's no problem of kibbut av. What about midos? Midos toivis? Midos akas? Hashchos and midas akas, creating a situation where a person might come to be caught. Now that the darugah that is holding fine, but it wouldn't have been mitparetz the kas. So Rav Soslanta says, "Amarid said there's no lifnei on midas." He's up that for. I don't know why not. He said there's no lifnei on midas. The Gemara's kasha was only was the lifnei iver mitzad the kibbutz. But it's interesting. You see that there's lifnei iver on a mitzvah's essay. Some say there's only lifnei iver on a lav. Over here, Abadi, you say there's lifnei iver even on an essay. Now the Gemara also says that Rav Huna was moichel on his covet, so there was no risk. There's no lifnei iver. There's no risk that Rav is going to be nichshal in kibbut av because Rav Huna was moichel on his covet. Zok Tosfos, Tzorich Loimar, that Rabba knew that Rav Huna was moichel on his covet already from before. Because if not, if Rabba didn't know, and even though Rav Huna was really moichel on his covet, but Rabba doesn't know that, and he's going to start screaming at his father. It's niskaven lechol baser chazir v'olso v'yadi baser tle. It's still an aveira. He's being machshel him in kibbut av because he thinks he's doing a pigi of kibbut av. So Tosfos says it must be that you have to say that Rabba already knew that there was a mechil on the kibbut. But this is a very big chiddush that even on a ben adam lachaveiroi there's niskaven lechol baser chazir v'olso v'yadi baser tle. That's what we spoke other times. That it's not so poshut. It's not so posh at this nekuda. Loisikam v'loisitar es b'nei amecha ve'ohavto l'reacha kamoicha. The yisoid of loisikam v'loisitar avada is the shayrish of it is based on ve'ohavto l'reacha kamoicha. If a person is on the darg of a hapkel reyecha kamoicha, a melus and a chayach and a kam and a tira, a miretvek and zichalei. Maisa, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Taflamet Aleph, that a ger came to Shammai and to Hillel, but he came to Hillel and he asked him to tell him the whole Torah regalachas. So Hillel said, the aloch soni lechabrach loy savit, zui kol atayra kula, the idach perishu zil Gemara. So Rashi over there says it's going on. Frek Rashi. V'hachal Reicha Kamoicha. It's called the Torah Kula. We're in V'hachal Reicha Kamoicha. It's Shabbos, Shatnez, Tefillin, Shofar. In the Torah, we were. And on the Chaverim. So Rashi says, Tup Shatim. Rashi and Shabbos, Taflam and Alf. One said is Re'echa means Re'a Avicha Al Tazak Zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hachal Reicha Kamoicha, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you have to have an avatar HaKadosh Baruch Hu to want to do his Ratzin. And that's called Torah Kula. The Alof Sonei L'Chavruch. L'Chavruch means HaKadosh Baruch. Loshen Acher Zok Rashi, Chaver Chamamish, Kegoyim Gzei L'Gnei V'Niyuf V'Roiv Mitzvahs. Frek of Lachana, why is it Roiv Mitzvahs? Roiv Mitzvahs is not Gnei L'Chaver, but the second shot of Rashi. Rabbi Chana says, Amachodesh Tekev Shat, he says, since the Gemara says in Kedushin Lo'olam Yira Adam Atzmai, that the world is exactly Chetzi Chayiv and Chetzi Zakai, and one mitzvah that he does is going to turn the scale, so that you're stelling avek as a tliya l'schus on the ganze welt. But the Pelas Rashi says roiv mitzvahs, then it's not roiv mitzvahs, it's kol mitzvahs. But that's the tup shatim. The emes is this be'emes. Rashi is saying that in the v'hatol reyach tamoicha, this tup shatim reyach. Other it means taka the under yid. Other it means the klal yisrael. The rabbanish leil. Stating svarim that oyer is gematria 207, and if an or is mayor to another or, that's 207 and 207, that's gematria v'hafta. That's already 414. That's v'hafta. It's either v'hafta l'reicha kamoicha or it's v'hafta es Hashem alikecha. It's either way. It's tup shatim of Rashi. Whatever re'acha means, when it's kamoicha, that it reflects that it's one oyer klapi the other oyer and another oyer becomes v'hafta velicha v'hafta. Other v'ahafta l'reacha kamoicha. Other v'ahafta es Hashem alikecha. That's the two pshatim. There's a word from the Oyv Yisrael Me'apta. He used to tell the Hasidim. He says, "Bolok is gematria v'ahafta l'reacha kamoicha. Bolok is gematria v'ahafta l'reacha kamoicha." So the Hasidim asked, "Was is a beis? Is nishkan vav? Is a kuf? Is nishkan chav?" Because the land is the same. So he said, if you're going to be medaktik on all the oisies, so that is genuine. The haftal reich kamoich is underdicted. Don't be medaktik on all the fine print. Bolog is gemach, haftal reich kamoich. Lost game. There's a Mishnah. Everyone gets confused about this. This is a pasuk, haftal reich kamoich. But about it, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Haftal reich kamoich, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Zek Klal Godol Batoira. That's a Mishnah. He quotes the pasuk. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Zek Klal Godol Batoira. The Ksav Sofer writes, Zekla Godel Batoira, because a person needs a Chavrusa. A person needs a Chavrusa. And Bazunder, a person thinks he's going to learn alone. No. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Zukla Godel Batoira, Elimin HaTorah, Elimin HaTorah, Bazunder. Nisht on a Chavrusa, mit a Chavrusa. There's another pshat. What does it mean, Zekla Godel Batoira? Because there was two luchas. The Luach Rishon had 156 tevas. And it has a Noichi and all the Benodim Mokon. The second Luach, Lesirtzik, Lesirna, Fesignat, is the Benodon Mechaveri, had only 26. Gematria Tevokke is the Benodon Mechaveri. But it's much less words. So obviously the words were carved out larger. Same size, the two Luchas. V'haftal Reacha Kamoicha, Zukla Godel Batoira. The Achronim asked, is the Shubas Chasam Sofer about this? Rabbi Kiva, the one that says here, V'haftal Reacha Kamoicha, Zukla Godel Batoira, he's the one that says, more about Metziah, Chayecha Koyman. By the story, after Ruki Beirav, if the person's in the Midbar, he has order only for himself, the other person. Chayecha Koyman. So there's a whole Shubas Chasam Sefer that he writes that in Inyonim Ruchniyim, that's when there's a Hakla Reacha Kamoicha. And Ramoshe in Shubas, in Igris Moshe, he brings this Chasam Sefer and he speaks very stark. Toa Bazet, Toa Skadoyla, he strives in very stark. He says, Punk Fakert. Avad in Toyrid is a Chayecha Koyman. In Toyrid is a Chayecha Koyman. It's a Gansa Sefer. Machlekes achroinim. What's the tzugak? Mestam it's bechdei sheyasa both. Although mineve you say not. A chelik of the zman he'll do his own steigen and learn where he kalim and chayis. And a chelik of the tog learning it under it. V'achdu reicha kamoich. Afshabeid. Or what says? Avrav demoichet. Chayecha koyin. Chayecha koyin. You have to know it's a sugi. There's a steer in Rabbi Kiva Lake. V'achdu reicha kamoicho. Ani Hashem. There's a vort from Naftali Ropshitz. He says, a yid, the ois yud is a yid. Now, in the Siddur, it's printed when it says, a lot of times, instead of saying Yud Kevavki, in a lot of Siddur and Chumashim, it says Yud Yud. Yud Yud is a simon. It's not a Shein Kodesh. Yud Yud. But it's a simon in printed Siddur. And I don't think in the times when it was the Ksav, people wrote it even. It's the stomach from the print, Kuf of printing. Yud Yud stands for Shem Hashem. It's not one of the Shem HaSakdoshim. Mistama, the reason is because of the Kabbalah, the Shem Yud Kevavki is supposed to be synchronized together with Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud as an 8-letter word. And in that 8-letter word, the first letter is Yud of the Yud Kevavki, and the last Yud of Adnos is the last letter of this 8-letter word, with Adnos being Meshulat in Yud Kevavki. And therefore, Yud Yud is a tzura of Shem Hashem. Rav Nachal Rav said under the Kuvot. He said you have two little Yidlach. He says if you put one Yidlach on top of another Yid, and you look at the way it's printed, that's a Soif Pasuk. Soif Pasuk looks like that. One Yid is on top of another Yid. That's the end of the Pasuk. End of the road. That's it. So one wants to be on top of the other one? Soif Pasuk. One Yid is next to the other. Ani Hashem. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. That's Hashem. When one Yid is next to the other Yid. When one Yid is next to the other Yid, then it's V'hafta L'Recha Kamoicha. Stoichet HaSugi from Orla. There's a shayla in Rabbi Kveger in Hilchas Brachis, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Chaf Vav. There's a halacha of Birchas Ilonis. And Rabbi Kveger is Mesupik. Can you make a bracha of Birchas Ilonis on the 8th of Orla? It's the first 3 years, you can't eat the peiros. It's Orla. It's Asa B'Hanah. Because you make Birchas Ilonis, you see the blossoms, the fruits. Can you make a Birchas Ilonis on the tree of Arla? Rabbi Kveger says in Chutz Laaretz, yeah, in Chutz Laaretz, Suffolk Arla L'Hakol, you can make a bracha. There's a famous maisa with the Chabina, the Doiv Misharim. He had a kasha. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Samach Tes, that people used to have to put a simen on their fields to know that maybe it's Isser. And therefore, when there was Orla, they would put a certain kind of color of cement. And by Revai, they would put a different color. And by Kvara, mostly, there would be a white colored cement to know that it's a kever. Correct the Gemara. Why by Orla does the guy in his field have to put a cement that people shouldn't get confused and know it's Orla? Correct the Gemara Mamanasha. The owner of the field, a Gemara Mamanasha. What are you putting a cement on the tree of Orla for? The owner of the field knows that it's Orla. He's not going to eat it. Elamai, someone's going to be a ganav and come in and steal into the field and take, and you might be nichshlim in Orla. Fred Tigamor, he's a ganav. Halitei l'rosh v'yomis. He wants to be a ganav, let him be nichshlim. What do I have to be worried about? I'm going to be a ganav. As I Fred Tigamor. So Tigamor, hachamai skin, it's the year of Shemitah. In the year of Shemitah, everything's hefker. And it's not a problem of ganav. Anyone can walk into the field and take. And it's Orla. And only in the year of Shemitah do you have to put a simon on the trees to know that it's Orla. And the rest of the years, the owner knows, and the ganav. Correct the Chabina Rebbe. Maybe you have to put a simon on the tree. Someone's going to want to come make Birchas Ilonis. And if you're going to say that you're not allowed to make Birchas Ilonis on the tree of Arla, the Mara should say you need to put a simon on the tree. A guy's not going to steal. He's a walking boy. He wants to say Birchas Ilonis. And he's going to be Nichshel Bracha Levatol. He's going to say a Bracha Birchas Ilonis, and it's not. It's Arla. It's us. Why didn't the Gemara answer that? That's a raya to Rabbi Kveger that you were allowed to make a bracha on Birchas Ilonis. But he was nishtoim the whole time. He said he had charot. He said, why didn't Rabbi Kveger bring the raya? He was muttering. It must be it's not a good raya, he said. Rabbi Kveger would have brought the raya. So I was thinking about the raya. What did the Gemara answer? Hachav Amaya Sinan, that it was Shemitah. Quite a doichet, right? 6 years out of the seven, you don't have to put a simon on your tree of Arla. Only during Shemitah. Kashas to say a better teretz. It's negay Birchas Ilonis. Birchas Ilonis is in Chodesh Nissan. That's 1/12 of the time. I know it comes every year, but it's only work the percentages out. Yeah, less than 10% of the time. Shemitah is 1/7 of the time. Birchas Ilonis is only 1/12 of the time. What's the best of that? You have to know also if Brachah Levatola is only a derabbanon. If you make a bracha machlokes, so he kvegel shitas. He holds that bracha levatol is a derabbanon. The Gemara wanted a case that someone who's not a ganav on shmita Well, if it's in Chutzlar, it's Vayit. It's Arlo B'Chutzlar, it's the Rabbanan. I think this Arlo is also the Rabbanan. That's Vesech Nishtik. That would be the Cheshbin, Lagabi, the Brochel of Atolo. Which is a better, like, that's the Einfel of the Kasha. It's the Monsach. I heard a Maisa, Mordi Gazach, from Ruvadia, Zechat Tzadik Levrocha. There was a Maisa that I just heard now over from Rav Yehuda Derry. He's the Rav of Be'er Sheva. So he said, 27, 28 years ago, he was a young Rav in Ramot. He had just become, now he's the Rav of Ashtot, of Be'er Sheva. He was the Rav of Ashchuna, the Rav of Ramot. And he got a call, it was the night of Yom HaTzomus. And he got a call that Rav Avadya is looking for him. They like, cool. So he wants to know what he wants. He called him up. He says, I'm handling at Sasugi Dachuf. I need to know what's the din about Megillah.
Which Megillah?
He says, Megillah says to Ramot, is Yadalot or Tesvov? So Rav Avadya said, I'm writing the Tshuva now, and I'm deciding now that Ramot is Tesvov because of the Retzef of the buildings. But I need to know that the Rav of the Shechuna passes us up. It's not Stama. And he says, if you look Taka in Rabbi Omer Chelik Zayin, and the Tshuva where he passes it at Tesvov, he says, V'chein Sha'al PSP, Rav Hashchuna Derry, and wanted to, the Hachnod, I know, he was more than his Talmud, young Rav. He wanted to pass. And then Rav Avadya asked him, where you davening tomorrow? So he said, no, go daven in the shul where they're making, the Yom HaTzomus, they're making simchen, rikudin, and how, go daven over there. So he said, why? So he said, look at my tshuva in Yabiyon. I write in the tshuva, there is a shayla if you're supposed to say halal, and I write that you're not supposed to. If you want it, you can say katit lachim. But if I do, now to make a bracha, suffer brachas lahokha. So go to the shul over there and dance with them and sing and wave with them, whatever you want. Of a bracha levatol. What was Rav Avadya was worried about? Halacha. The bracha levatol. So go daven with them. Just make sure they don't make a bracha. It's kedai to go daven with them. Zogman say halacha. Just don't make the bracha. That was the it was to be matzel from the bracha levatol. There's another shayla in Orla. Oh, very interesting maisa. There's a mishnah in Orla. When Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael and they came and saw a tree that was already planted, no din of Orla. Even if they know the idea that it had been planted 6 months ago. And you don't have to wait for Kibush V'chilik. The minute they entered Eretz Yisrael, Eis Shebol Abiseinu La'aretz, that's the Kaveh of Orla. Any tree that a guy had planted a day before, you could right away eat the pears. There's no din of Orla. There's a similar din Lagabi Negoyim. In the Mishnah Negoyim, it says if someone had a Nega before, not in Torah, it's not a nega. The Rambam brings this din by Orla. By Negoyim, he doesn't bring it. And then Farshim explained, because it's not nega anymore, with Manazeh, if there would have been a din of Negoyim when Matan Torah happened. Mashahoyahoy. So, for all the Achoyim, why does the Rambam bring this din? That it says when they entered Eretz Yisrael, a tree that was already standing, was already Natua, doesn't have a din of Orla. It's not a gay halacha lamais anymore. As I frequent the Achoyim. So the Minchas Chinuch says, it's a big machlokes mishayim. Some mishayim hold that there's no trumas and maisis with manas and midoraisa. It's a big machlokes mishayim. Some mishayim hold that kedusha mishayna loyke chalasa bavim and kedusha shniya also loyke chalasa bavim. So like then, the osed lavim when Mashiach is going to come, that's when the kedusha is going to come back. It's going to be negeya. Trees that are already planted here are not going to have a dinavor. It's negeya the osed lavim. But what about like the Rishonim that kitcha shniya kitcha lasa lovi? So then about the trumas of my most Rishonim hold like that. So my side we paskin that there is trumas of my just midday rice of his manazeh and Yishev Eretz Yisrael midday rice of his manazeh. There is kedusha. So he says there's still enough coming. He brings the chiddush from the tzlach. The tzlach says since it says in the pasuk of Or lo kisavoyu el aretz, the tzlach the Yehuda he writes that for Or even if there's trumas of my but for Or lo it needs roiv yoshvel leh. Now the emes says we're getting pretty close to it. Right. I'm not sure what percent of Klal Yisrael already lives now in Eretz Yisrael, but it's the Yehuda names on that for the derice of Orla, it's totally in Roif. So whenever that will happen, that will be the cutoff point. That's when it's chal the derice of the kechiyah. So any tree that was already planted. Another teretz the Minchas Chinuch says the Olam had this in the sugyas now. Kibush yochid, yesh lodun if there's the kedushas oritz in kibush yochid and again Orla. Shumas amaisis the sugyan dafches. Anyone got the dafches? So, it's another nafkamina if there would be a din of Orla by by kibush yochid. Nochen zach. The pasuk says, "Es shabsoisai tishmoiru u'mikdashi tirou." Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem. The next pasuk is al tifnu el ha'oyves v'la yedoyim. What's the connection? Es shabsoisai tishmoiru to al tifnu el ha'oyves. So there's a moir that you stick on the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim brings the Gemara on Shabbos. In the seventh parak, the Gemara brings that someone's in the midbar and he doesn't know when Shabbos is. He suddenly was unconscious for a few days. He wakes up, he doesn't know where he is. He remembers he's Jewish. He doesn't know what day to eat. So the Gemara says he should start that but we pass him that the first day is Sunday and he should count days and the seventh day he should keep Shabbos. What does it mean he should keep Shabbos? He makes Kiddush of Abdullah. That's it, because he doesn't know when really Shabbos is. So for Pikuach Nefesh, he has to do malacha, whatever is necessary to keep alive. He's not allowed on any single day, to do even a drop more malacha, and maybe save up for tomorrow, even for the day that he's going to be making Kiddush, because maybe pump the day before is really Shabbos, and he's going to do double malacha on that day, Rahman al-Islam. There's a 14% chance that day is Shabbos. He doesn't know, so he does malacha all 7 days, but he has a remembrance of Shabbos, of making Kiddush on the seventh. On the seventh day, which he's Badami Levi, whatever he's doing. Oh, but there's no way to do overlap malacha. You never know. So then, Zok to Sefer Chassidim, there's a shayla. Let's say you're in this midbar, and there's no one else to know, but you're together with a guy who's an oivnik. A oiv could be male, I don't know exactly how it works, but he's male mace, and you can ask him things. First, you come on Sanhedrin, that an oiv doesn't work on Shabbos. The system doesn't work. So, Lachor, if you have an oiv guy with you, you can be shayla the oiv a few days in a row. First, check out if it's like some zach and it works. And then if he does it for a few days in a row, the day that it doesn't work, you know, klar it's Shabbos. And l'chor he names on that that's taka would be hachra. You'd be able to paskin based on that. If you did it and you checked in 3 days it worked, and the fourth night, you would know it's Shabbos. Then l'kula, you could do mamish malacha the other 6 days and build a boat and try to save yourself. Azoy, the person would say, no, only mamish to save yourself for that day. You can't stop building a boat and go only for that day. Says you could check it out with oiv. Adem zok the pasuk to say for chassidim, no, al tifnu al oiv. Favos nisht. It's a good plan. So I saw brought down from Rabbi Avraham Ginachovsky. This is Mamish Lashitasi, the whole Derech Halima, the Pliya, the Goynis and the Iluishkai. He had all kinds of pulpulim, a few different Mahalchim, I ain't showing this, to work out what would be the Tzadim. Lamashal, one of the Cheshbonis he has is, Oiv is an Aveir, it's Avoy Dezara, Skila. So is Chilul Shabbos. You have a dilemma now. Now, on one hand, maybe you'll be saved in 2 days from now, and maybe you weren't Nichshol in Shabbos Bechlal. And having asked the oiv that first 2 days, already trying to rig the system, you already went nechshol l'chet. There's a chance you won't be. But on the other hand, maybe you're going to be stuck here for 4 months, and l'chari, you're going to do oiv, you're going to do it 7 times even until you've chap on which day it is. But then you're good to go for the rest of the time. You say, meaning, how do you make cheshbonis if to be nechshol in one chet chomer or a whole bunch of chet kal, if your option is to be boidik al yedei pni al oiv to be machriya when Shabbos is?